Hey guys, how y'all doing? This is your girl Lorna B of Mo Living with Lorna B. If this is your first time listening to a podcast, I just want to first of all say welcome. Welcome to Mo Living with Lorna B's podcast. And I am Lorna B. I am a believer. I'm a wife. I'm a mom of two awesome kids. I have a teenager. My son's 16. My daughter's 9. And I'm a teacher of life skills by day. For real. For real. I teach adults life skills. I have a degree in psychology. I have a love for people and understanding people and why they do things, hence my minor is in sociology. And I've worked in school systems for years. And I just have a gift of gab, I guess you could say. I love to talk. I love to communicate. I love to listen. But on this podcast, it's all about sharing life tips that will help you spiritually, physically, and mentally. Now, I always tell my old people now, I don't know everything, but with God and Google and us working together, we can figure it out. So I want to just thank you so much for listening. I want you to invite others to come on and listen to the podcast. You can listen on any podcast platforms, of course, Anchor. And I have over 70 podcasts. Yes, I have over 70 podcast episodes that you can listen to. Today, I just wanted to come on for a few minutes to just talk to you about seasons. Yes, seasons, because I can already tell, I live in Alabama, with the way the weather is starting to change a little bit, it's cooling off a little bit. Now, we still have hot days. It's August, but it's raining a lot, of course, because of the hurricanes and the storms. But even in the evening time, me and my daughter, we go outside every evening. My son joins us sometimes. But we're noticing that it's beginning to get darker a little earlier. Kids are back in school, so you always know that the season is getting ready to change. We've had a very hot summer. And so I'm ready for the fall weather, if we actually have fall weather here in Alabama. We usually go from 99 degrees to 20 degrees. We really don't have a spring and fall. But you can see some of the leaves are already beginning to fall here in Alabama. And what my daughter notices all the time now is that the ants are really out and they're really working. They're really preparing for what? For winter, for the next season. They are moving. And she was looking at them this morning and said, oh my goodness, look at the ants, mama. I said, girl, they're working. And I always love for her to watch ants. And I've did videos about ants before because ants work together. Ants are not narcissistic little insects. They are about the team. They work together. And so we saw the ants moving around. And so going back to the season, you can just really tell that the season is beginning to change. We're moving on into fall. And so with that being said, as I was sitting here listening to the rain and thinking about the seasons and football, and I'm actually going to have my husband, because I love to decorate my home for the different seasons, I'm going to have him to get all of my decorations out of the garage and out of his building outside, and I can't wait for it. I even have like a pumpkin scent, you know, to plug in to make the house smell like fall, and have all my burnt oranges and browns and creams and different fall decorations just to bring the season in. And as I was thinking about my fall decorations, and I'm sitting here looking at my dining room now, and I see my spring and summer decorations. You know, the flowers on my dining room table right now are total opposite from fall colors. But does that mean I don't like them? Stay with me. No, these flowers on my dining room table now are their beautiful white, creamy, and yellow flowers. You know, bright colors. The colors throughout my house are just, I love neutral colors, but for summer, I just tend to change out the flowers and everything is like, even my flower wreath on my front door, it's really colorful. And I love those flowers for that time of the year, right? I love those flowers and my spring and summer decorations for spring and summer. But I also love my fall decorations for fall, those burnt oranges and browns and creams, and then I put the pumpkins outside. But just because I love the fall decorations, and we're not even going to go into the Christmas decorations, you guys, because last year I used the plaid, black and white and red, and just love it. But now, because I love my fall decorations and my spring decorations, does that mean that I don't like my Christmas decorations? No, I love my Christmas decorations. So with that being said, and thinking about seasons, I'm going to go back and let you remind you that sometimes people in your life come in for just a season. And that's okay. Now, I'm going to box up, because I have a little containers, plastic containers, for my spring decorations. So I'm going to, you know, wrap those up and box them up neatly, put them away in my husband's building. He'll take out the fall decorations, and it'll be time for the fall decorations to sit around the house and get some love and be beautiful, because that's their season. And then after fall, right after Thanksgiving, we can't wait to put out the Christmas decorations. Even my son helps with Christmas decorations. My husband helps with Christmas decorations. We love Christmas, you know, thank God for Jesus being born. But we just love the holidays. It's just full of love and happiness and joy. And so, but does that mean that we don't like the fall decorations? No. The fall season is then over, and it's time for Christmas. Amen. And then once Christmas is over, I'll just go back and start getting the house ready again, you know, after January and February for March. Spring comes again. So I'll go back and get those same decorations, or maybe go to the store, go to Dillard's, TJ Maxx, Hobby Lobby, you know, all those wonderful stores where you can find decorations. Maybe add a few decorations to the old decorations. But guess what? Sometimes you add a few decorations to the old decorations, but sometimes you just throw some of the old decorations away. And I'm here to tell you that's okay, because maybe those decorations were just for that season. Maybe you liked them just that time, and but you didn't like them enough, or they just weren't meant to be with you for several seasons, for several years. But now I'm going to go back to my Christmas decor. I have some ornaments from when Gavin was in preschool, and he's 16. I have some Christmas ornaments and decorations from when he was in kindergarten, and he's in the 11th grade now. So I'm here to tell you, just like decorations and decor and seasons change, some things you're going to keep, some people are going to be in your life forever. And that's just how it is. They're those forever friends, forever relatives, forever mates, forever spouses. Okay? I hate to say it like that, but it's true. But some people, just like some of those little decorations, they get a little raggedy, get a little old. Some of them are just not cute anymore. Some people in your life just don't hold any value anymore. And guess what? I'm not trying to be funny. They were just there for that particular season. It's kind of gone out of style now. Let me bring this to you. You've changed. Your style has changed. Your decor has changed, meaning your life has changed. Maybe you grew apart, and that's okay. Maybe you went your separate ways, and that's okay. So I just want to come to you today and remind you and let you know that if your style changes up in life, if your career changes in life, if your spiritual life changes, if your health changes, sometimes people in your life are going to come and go. But sometimes, just like some of my kids' decorations and ornaments, those are things that are going to be with me for a lifetime. And it's certain people in your life that are going to be with you forever. And it's certain people in your life that's only there for a season. And that's okay. Should be no hard feelings. Yeah, it might be a few little growing pains. I'm here to tell you, I've been through it. It might be some growing pains. It's uncomfortable. I've been there, done that. Other people might not get it. But if God is letting you know it's time to put that out on the curb and put it in the trash, throw it away, it's time to change your decor, is trying to change some things in your life, then listen to God. Go to God for wisdom about the people that need to be in your life. at certain times. And if he's really trying to show you that they don't need to be in your life, guess what? Listen to him. Listen to him. He's talking to you. Just listen to him. So you guys, I'm going to get off of here. I pray that that was a blessing. I know it's been a blessing for me. And it is hard to let things go. I think about also people who are kind of like little borderline hoarders. You know, people who just keep stuff and keep stuff and keep stuff. Or either if you have clothes in your closet and you know you're never going to wear them, they don't bring any value to you, never wear them, you don't want them thrown away, but guess what? It's just taking up space. Yeah. Sometimes you have those people in your life bringing no value to you. You're not giving any value to them. They don't help you in any way. You don't support them in any way. They're just taking up space. So stop allowing people to just take up space. We don't have time for that. 2020 has showed us truly that we don't have time for that. We don't have time for that. So allow yourself to grow. Allow the seasons to change in your life. Change the decor. Change it up sometimes. Put yourself in different situations where you can meet new people and be around different people. That's when you grow. That's when you grow. That's when you grow. But you have to let go in order to grow. I'm going to say that one more time. You have to let go in order to grow. You guys, I'm going to get off here. Please continue to check me out on Instagram at Mo Living with Lorna B, where I share savvy life tips to help you spiritually, physically, and mentally while I help myself. Amen. And also on Facebook at Lorna B. Curry. That's a private page, but I have lots of public post that I share. And tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Lorna B. Curry on Facebook, my daughter and I will be going live for some Mo walking. It's going to be Mo Fit time. So put your sneakers on, get up, join us live at Lorna B. Curry on Facebook at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We're going to have a lot of fun. It's going to be a little inspiration, some positive affirmations, a little exercising, and we're going to close it with an awesome word. You guys, I'm going to get off here, but make sure you invite somebody to listen to the podcast and Mo Living with Lorna B. Remember, I don't know everything and you don't know everything, but with God and Google, we're going to figure this thing out. It's all about more health, more wealth, more blessings, more God, more life, more doing, more budgeting, more shopping, more saving, more living. Do you want more? If you want more, you have to do more. I love you, but most of all, God loves you. Peace.